I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello there and welcome back to the Pod Tims YouTube channel. It's another video here today from myself and Tony. We're going to look at Celtic's season and give it a wee preview. It's the night before we unfurl the league flag at home to Ross County. So just got to spend a bit of time talking about what we think the season's going to look like, what the challenges will be, and possibly picking out our predictions for who we think will be player of the year, maybe who we think might be a surprise package in the squad as well. So, as I say, it's myself, Darren, and with Tony. I'm in a pretty grey South Lanarkshire. Tony is sunning it up in beautiful Santa Ponza. How you doing, Tony? And are you looking forward to Celtic finally getting to unfurl that league flag again?
Hola, amigo. Yeah, I'm doing well, apart from the fact, as I just told you before we started recording, I've come out to my balcony to record and I've locked myself out and the missus is working for the next 3 years. So we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it. I'll probably phone reception and hope they'll come up and let me back in my apartment and I can go out and get a beer. But not strange not to be at Celtic Park for Flag Day. It's always a good occasion and it's always good to see us fly the flag, and I don't know who's doing it tomorrow. I'm not sure. Usually they have someone.
James Forrest.
I guess that's to tie in with his testimonial. That's fine. Very good. That's a nice one for him. But I'm looking forward to it. I guess probably a bit disappointed the way the squad is. I thought we'd have had at least one major signing come in, and I don't think we've had one starting player signed, which is disappointing. I think the money's there. Jota went for 25 million. I think we get money for Postecoglou and Champions League money, sold out season tickets, etc., etc., and everything in place went up. So I know there's still time, and I'd assume that we can take care of Ross County Celtic Park, no disrespect to them. But I think Aberdeen look as though they're a bit resurgent under Robson, so I'd like to see one or two big starting players come in for the start of next week to be able to play Pittodrie, and I think that would settle everybody and give us a right good chance at a maximum points for the first, for every game obviously, but it's important to make a strong start. The first four games are quite important and you want to be going to Ibrox and getting a result for sure.
Yep, definitely. As you say, it's a couple of tough away games in the first four, and I think it's just mad, like, when you think about how different life is to about 2.5 months ago. We were loving life under Ange, cruising towards a treble, then so much has happened since then. Ange has left, Jota's left, Aaron Moy's retired, and Brendan Rodgers is back in the building. And I know you tweet it quite frequently, but it is quite unbelievable where we are at this stage. It's, I think it must be about 2 months to the day almost since we lifted that Scottish Cup, and then it became pretty evident after that, and a lot of us sort of worried about where the club would go after that and who we would appoint. I think it seemed unrealistic. A lot of people thought that Rodgers would come back, and thankfully, I know, I'm pretty sure all of us that are on Pod Tims are right behind the appointment. I know some sections of the support might not be. That might take a bit of time. I don't know if it'll affect the team. I wouldn't think it would. I think they're professionals. Like they, I think Rodgers knows what he's walking back into, and he spoke about it's up to him to sort of get people back on side, and the best way to do that will be to get results on the pitch. But how do you sort of see this squad? You've just sort of mentioned that you hoped for a bit better in the sort of transfer market. How do you sort of assess it? Because I think there's a few ways of looking at it, because there's a lot of people who, no disrespect to Ange, everybody loved what he'd done when he was at Celtic, but a lot of people seem to think that we've upgraded on the manager, but obviously we have lost two major players from that team that won the treble last season, and Jota and Aaron Moy, and as you say, we've replaced them with players that are a bit unknown at this present time. So how do you sort of assess the squad going into this new season?
I agree that we've upgraded the managers, but that's because I think Rodgers is exceptional. I think Ange's exceptional as well. I just think Brendan's achieved more in the game, which is evident. He's managed at a higher level for a longer period of time, and at Leicester, for the most part, he's done a tremendous job against the best clubs and managers in the world. So the squad's still strong, don't get me wrong. Could we win the league if we didn't sign another player? Yeah, very possibly, but I think we're in a position where we need to press on. Again, I've mentioned before about how Celtic sometimes do signings, etc., with a time frame in mind, and they could be quite smart. It looks as though Rangers are probably just about finishing up their summer business, and they've signed loads of players. I think they've signed 9, I've seen a report. It wouldn't be surprised me if Celtic wait till they're finished and then blow them out the market, or blow them out the water, sorry, and we go into the market and bring in two major first-team ready players. But I don't think it should just be a case of looking at Rangers. We need to be looking at Europe. And I don't think the squad would get very far in the Champions League. They could sign, as I said before, £20 million players, and we might still not get anywhere in the Champions League, just depending on the luck of the draw. But I think we're in a position of strength, and it's always important to kick on and not just kind of think, oh, well, we've done it. But for me, Kyogo's excellent. I like Big O, so striker options is good. Maida can obviously play in there as well. I think it's evident we want to upgrade in Joe Hart. Good shot stopper, good person to have around the club, yada, yada, yada. But for certain styles of play, I don't think he'll be good enough. I think centre-half, if Starfelt leaves, I'd definitely like to see somebody else come in. I know signing Naroki. I guess he's maybe the one player you could see as a starting player, potentially. We just need to see how that transpires. Transpires. That's me fucking sober, so. I think you want another winger, as much as a bad as Luke Sharp and so's Maida. You can't lose a £25 million winger, no. Take at least, I don't know, 5 or 6, and you can get a ready-made winger. They could probably do the same thing, keep them for a couple of years and cash in. So I think the squad is strong, but it could be stronger, and I think it needs to be stronger for us to retain all three trophies and compete in Europe.
Yep, I'm sort of on the same lines as you. I think I've seen a lot of people, I wouldn't say they're panicking, but they seem to echo a lot of the same sentiments that you've brought up there, that they were expecting more. And see, to be honest with you, I think a lot of that is done to do with Rodgers being back. I think it sort of changed expectations. I think if we had had the exact same transfer window under Ange, I think people would be a lot more positive about it. We've obviously tied down three of our major players in Maeda, Kyogo and Cal McGregor on long-term deals. Signed a £5 million centre-half, which a lot of people thought we needed. I know a lot of people still had some reservations about Carol Starfelt. Whether he's there or not in a few weeks remains to be seen. That sort of rumour won't go away. Signed the two Koreans, and like one of them was a Korean Young Player of the Year, I think. I say it a few weeks ago, I think if he was signed under Ange, people would have been a lot more positive about it, just because they believe that Ange get that sort of eye for the talented players over in Asia. And you've also got guys like Odin Holm and Marco Tilio, who obviously we've not seen Tilio because he's injured, but I think it just remains to be seen. Like, because I get that last season we obviously completed the permanent deals for Carter Vickers and Jota, which was absolutely massive, but I think people need to remember that when we signed him, people were happy that we brought new players in, but nobody expected them to be on and be as good as they are. And that's the sort of challenge for these players that have came in, that they can sort of defy expectations. And the fact that there's no, I don't think there is much expectation on some of these guys, just because people don't seem to rate them as much. I agree with you. I think there will be business done. I think that's for a variety of reasons. I think Rodgers, we've spoken up to the heavens about being a top coach who develops players. I think he would have wanted a few weeks to properly see the team. He's been up against decent opposition in Japan, and then up against Wolves and Bilbao as well. Like, so there will be a few players. Obviously, David Tumble seems to be one that's taking a sort of opportunity under him. I had some good positive words to speak about him the other day. And I think that we need to be realistic about where we are. Like, we are, there's a lot of players that we are maybe interested in that were not our first choice. They maybe want to move to England or France or Germany or even Saudi Arabia these days. But the fact is that they might become more available as the transfer window goes on. We've just went into August, so there's still 3.5 weeks to go. Obviously, teams will sort of drop out of qualifying as well. So maybe keep, let's say, they've got guaranteed Champions League football. So it means that some of these players might end up at us down the line. But I agree with you, I think there's some tough games coming up, especially that Aberdeen game. It's just one that we really need to be on top form for. And I don't know. I wouldn't say the squad's... I think it's too soon to say it's weaker, because Aaron Moy obviously missed a good part of the first chunk of the season, and then the last couple of months as well, he wasn't involved as much. And Jota was obviously a massive player, but Abada looks like a player reborn under Rodgers, and went for somebody whose agent, I assume, was sort of feeding to the papers that he was wanting to go. And there was links with Ajax and Sporting Lisbon to last week, I think it was it in the back of one of the papers saying that he was very happy to stay. So he might just be the out-and-out replacement for Jota in terms of starting a lot more games than he has recently. Where do you think the sort of expectations are of Rodgers going into this domestic campaign? He's obviously won 7 out of 7 domestic trophies when he was here the first time. How different is it for him this time around, Tony?
Well, just to touch on your Abada point, I think the only thing is Abada's the replacement for Jota. Who's the replacement for Abada? Because Abada's numbers were still good last season, even though he wasn't playing as much. That's kind of when I think we're weaker. But as you say, Rodgers is probably improving a lot of players that we'd written off. But still, for me, I'm not massively concerned, but definitely would like a couple of more first-team ready players in. What's the expectation for a guy that's managed hundreds of games in the Premier League to come up here with the biggest budget? The expectation's to win the treble, I think. I know Rangers have strengthened, but Michael Beale's still quite a rookie coach in terms of he's not got a lot of experience. He's not won anything as a manager. He came in and he won the treble. He watched us win quite a few trebles when he was a coach. You know, he did win the league title with him before. So Roger's done it. He's done it in high-pressure situations. We've already mentioned in other podcasts, he's been in title races against the best team in the world, obviously just came up short. He's won the FA Cup with Leicester. He's won double trebles with us, and basically was the reason we won a treble, and probably his impact led to the quadruple treble as well. But even fair, obviously, Lennon did a lot of the work for that, which is fine. So for me, I'm not saying I expect him to win a treble. If he doesn't win the treble, then it's not as if I'll be saying sack him. I think he needs to win the league. That's a must. It would take a lot for him not to win the league, I think. I think just you would like to think that his experience and quality, he can overcome the challenge for Rangers. If that doesn't happen, then I think Rangers will have had to have performed at an exceptional level, and we'll have had to have dipped somewhere. But I'd like to think he can... he can retain the trophies we have and make a bigger impact in Europe. I think he knows that himself, and I don't think he's coming back here looking at just doing a wee bit better than last time. I think he's obviously wanting to really compete in Europe and maintain the level he had before. So if he wins the treble this year, we'll finally get Brendan Rodgers here for 10 in a row. So there you go.
I agree. I think... You don't want to sound spoiled and say you expect trebles, but the way Rodgers was first time around, it wasn't that I expected trophy after trophy, but it was the fact that I felt that while he was Celtic manager, I couldn't see any team getting close to his in trophies. And look, you can have one off day and it could cost you a treble. We've seen that under Ange in his first season where we didn't turn up for the second half of a semi-final and end up losing a trophy. And apart from that, we picked up every trophy. Took five of the last six trophies and five out of the last seven trebles that were available. So it really is, as you say, I think he will be more measured on his European campaign. We're not going to cover that in this episode just because Champions League draw has not been made yet. We'll do one after that because we know how the Champions League can go. It's probably group dependent what your expectations are going to be. So we will cover that later in the month after the Champions League draw has been made. But I think he wanted to play with a bit of style as well. I think that was a thing that Ange got so many people on side very early, was people loved watching his football. And I think there's been a wee bit of rewriting the history with some, probably because of the way he left, but a lot of people sort of try and rewrite history and say, oh, from a season and a half in, Rodgers' football was terrible, which I don't personally agree with, but a lot of people say that and says that it got to a bit stale. But so I think Rodgers will be there looking to excite and entertain, and the pressing that his teams are renowned for as well. But the game against Wolves last week in Dublin, I thought we were brilliant at it. And then obviously the second half as well against Athletic Club on Tuesday night was really impressive as well. And we got the win that night. And I think, we'll come on to predictions in a bit, but as I say, I just think we're quite a bit ahead of anything in domestically. And I know that Rangers have obviously spent a fair amount this transfer window, but I've maintained that they had to. They lost so many important players, like your guys like McGregor, Arfield, Morelos, Kane, Hollander. Like, all these guys just sort of walked away for nothing. And I know that's nothing new with Rangers, but it really was like that's a massive chunk of what's got them by the last couple of years. And They're just throwing everything at it, hoping to come at us. And I understand why people maybe aren't 100% satisfied with our transfer dealings because of what's happening earlier, but it was much more needed on that side. And as you say as well, there's still a long way to go in this transfer window, and I'd expect Celtic to be the busier of the two for the last month of the transfer window. But We'll go into sort of player of the year nominations. I know there's a few obvious ones that are going to come up, and I'll check our chat because I know Danny sent his in. I'll need to check if Andy's sent his. So we'll start with Danny's actually, since he's not here. He has went for Leo Abada as his player of the year. What do you think this season holds for Abada, Tony?
He's very, very good chance of being player of the year if he's going to be starting. I do think we will bring in another winger, so that might be a challenge for him. But player of the year is very possible. He's a very good player. I think he's still getting improvements to make, but his numbers speak for themselves. So not a bad shout for Danny.
Yep, I think it could be quite a turnaround, like I know, because I think the last 4 or 5 months, everybody sort of expected Abada would have been one of the ones that went, and I think that he has looked really good. And I do think he made a great point about if he replaces Jota, who replaces him? Because obviously he was so effective off the bench last season and coming in for games when Jota wasn't fit as well. It will be really important. Obviously, Rodgers' first season, first time around, Scott Sinclair was just so important for him. He had that great run, scoring in consecutive games. But I'll come to you, Tony. Who's your prediction for player of the year? I know it's early doors. We've not completed our transfer business, but who are you going for?
I'll go for Kyogo. Signed a new deal. He's obviously looking forward to playing under Brendan. It's his third season in Scotland. He's getting better every year. He's getting into the peak. For me, there's no reason Kyogo can't hit 30 league goals if he stays fit. A phenomenal player. Great goal scorer. Great press of the ball. Great attitude. Smart. Just having you want your striker. So I'll go for him. It's probably quite, I'm sure there's loads of people going for him. But for me, I think he makes the most sense. I think this should be another really good season for Keogh.
Aye, as you say, I think he's went from strength to strength. Last season, where he was a real big game player, especially in domestic cups and derby games, he was just so pivotal when it mattered. And it wouldn't surprise anybody. I know he'll miss a bit of the season if he gets picked for Japan, but hopefully we they sort of manage to cope with that absence. I think he would only miss two or three games, so hopefully his absence isn't too long. I'll go for mine now. I'm going to go a bit left field. I was tempted to go for Carter Vickers just because I did in the last season, and when he came out of the team towards the end of the season, I realised how important he was. But I'm going to go for another defender. I'm going to go for Alistair Johnston. I think that he was really, really brilliant when he came in. Perfect replacement for when Juranovic left. I know he's injured at the moment. I'm hoping maybe he'll be back for that game at Pittodrie or no long after that. But I think he's just so... He's got to be so pivotal. I know a lot of people wanting our right back brought in just to sort of challenge him, but I think nobody will sort of bring a hope in hell getting him out of the first team when he's back fit. I think Rodgers will love him. I think he'll be so important to the way we play. And just for me, I think that he could be my wee outsider for player of the year. I think he's with full season under his belt. I think he's just going to continue to go from strength to strength. Danny's surprise package, he has went for another fullback. He's went for Alejandro Bernabe. Didn't get much game time last season, obviously. You'd expect a young player who's came from Argentina to take time to settle in. I know he had his problems off the pitch as well. What are you expecting from Bernabe? Do you think he'll be right up there challenging Greg Taylor for that left-back slot? He's scored a few goals in pre-season and looks to be settling in a bit more.
It's hard to say. Sometimes he's looked dreadful, and then other times he's looked really good. The goal that he scored against Bilbao, the kind of build-up to that was excellent. The goal in Japan, I think it was against Osaka, he blitters the ball to absolutely nobody, chases it for 60, 70 yards and then gets his goal. So I think I said at the time, that kind of sums him up for me. He's rough as fuck on the edges, but there's obviously a player in there somewhere. So maybe he can challenge, it's hard to say. Greg Taylor's been pretty good the last couple of seasons, so hopefully he can challenge and it just improves him and Taylor at the same time.
Aye, as you say, I think two of them challenging each other would be brilliant for us and bring the mace to each of them. What about, is there anybody in the squad that you could tip for being a surprise package this season, Tony?
I mean, probably surprise wouldn't be the right word, but I think Matt Riley will step it up another gear under Brendan Rodgers. I think he'll be even better. I guess what I'm saying, I think people will be surprised at how good he will be under Brendan Rodgers. I think he's a very good player. I think there was something during the season where he wasn't maybe off-field issues, but when he's on form, he's been pretty fantastic. So, I think he'll surprise how effective he is. I think he'll score more goals.
I was thinking about going for O'Reilly. I gave him a lot of stick on here last season, and he obviously finished top of the assist chart and really come on here again in the last few months of the season, I thought. So I would not be surprised one bit, especially after a sort of turnaround in his form towards the end of last season. I think Rodgers will just get a lot out of him as well. Surprise package for me, I struggled with this one. I was thinking about O'Reilly. I know there's been a lot of talk about Turnbull. I still think the midfield might be a wee bit too strong for him to get in. But one player that's just come in that I think might force his way in is Odin Holm. I think he's looked brilliant in pre-season. I think he looks, for a young player, he looks very confident. He's always willing to take the ball in that midfield and he's not afraid to try it. And I think that he might really start to get himself in there and give himself a real chance of becoming a first-team regular. Have you been impressed with him in pre-season, Tony?
Yeah, he's looked tidy enough, to be fair. So maybe that is somebody that's actually going to be a massive surprise, I guess. The new guys have got all to prove in terms of Yang as well and Naroki, etc. So hopefully these guys can be a bit of a surprise.
Aye, definitely. As you say, the new signings, he is one of them, but there's a few that just could sort of jump out anywhere. We just, as I said earlier, it's a bit of a unknown quantity at this time. But hitting close to 25-minute mark, so we'll start to wrap up with our two predictions now. I'll go first on this one. I think that, as I say, I don't mean it in a pure gallus way and disrespectful to our teams, but I just think with Rodgers as our manager, I can't see us dropping our domestic trophy. It may well come that we don't turn up one of the times at Hampden or any other sort of game, but I'm going to agree with Danny. I'll put his domestic prediction in as well. He's saying that Brendan Rodgers will finally get his treble that he was well on the way to, and he'll complete Celtic's treble for the last 3 years. So I'm going to agree with him. I think we're going to lift another treble, Tony. What's your prediction for the domestic scene?
Oh dear, this is a disaster. If we get clipped here, if this doesn't go to plan, you're clipped. I'd be a big clip before in August of a season. So I think we're well capable of winning another treble. I think it'll be more difficult. I think Rangers will be better than this year. I think it'll be a longer slog in the league. I think we need to prepare ourselves for a long battle. But I think in the end, we'll win the league and I think we'll retain the two cups.
Well, there you go. It is quite the optimistic predictions. I know some people build these pre-season predictions up and then you get to the end and I don't think we'd ever got a surprise you'd be saying that we don't think Celtic are going to win a trophy just for what that would probably mean. So we are both predicting treble, so is Danny. Let us know what you think in the comments and we'll maybe come back to this in May and see who was right. Get your predictions in for player of the year, who your surprise package is going to be as well. We will wrap it up there. Make sure you're following all the socials.
Wait. We're not doing a prediction for the game.
Hey, you gave yours about a week and a half ago, but aye, we'll go for it. How are we going to get on Flag Day?
I think I said 5-0, and I think I said Akil go hat-trick, so I'll stick with that. Did you give yours? Sorry, maybe you did.
I didn't, no, but I think we're going to blow them away. I think that we'll be 4-0 up in about 20 minutes. I think that Rodgers is really going to have them flying at the traps, and I think it might be similar to, I think it was the start of the 9-0 season when we beat St Johnston 7-0. And I think it could be similar. I think Ross County aren't up too much. And I'll go for 7-0. And I'll go for Matt O'Reilly to get a double. Don't know who else will get goals. There'll be too many. But as I say, we'll wrap that up. We will be back after the Ross County game where we review. Hopefully have that Sunday or Monday for you. Make sure you're following our social media platforms, which are on the screen below me. And as I say, let us know what your predictions are in the comments. And we will, anybody that gets the predictions for Saturday, will give you a wee shout out. And I will store all the season predictions and come back to them in May and see who got any right and who was spectacularly wrong. Make sure you're liking and subscribing. Subscribe to the channel if you're enjoying the content. We will be back as soon as possible, as long as somebody unlocks that balcony, or else Tony might just be stranded in Santa Ponsa for the rest of the season. But thanks very much for taking the time to watch, and hail hail.
Cheers, see you later.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.